This GCN program brought to you by Frederick Remington, Fully Cooked Bacon, the thickest, meatiest, center-cut bacon in the industry. Available at fullycookedbacon.com. That's fullycookedbacon.com.
Are you ready?
Yeah.
Okay, let's do it.
Bill Martinez Live, a program about current events, our culture, our values, our politics, and our future. And now, Bill Martinez.
You better stop, hey, what's that sound? Everybody look what's going on. Stop, hey, what's
back from his first foreign trip, President Trump's focus will now shift to his domestic agenda, his new budget, and a bill to repeal and replace Obamacare. Joining us to discuss the president's priorities from Springfield, Illinois, the Senate's number two Democrat, Dick Durbin, and here in Washington, Louisiana Senator and Dr. Bill Cassidy, who's on both the Senate Finance and Health Committees. Well, Senators, before we get to the Trump agenda, I got to ask you about the big story in Washington this weekend, the Jared Kushner story, discussions about setting up a possible back channel with Russia. Senator Durbin, what's wrong with that?
Bottom line, of course, is we now have a special counsel in Bob Mueller. I have the highest level of confidence in him, and I hope that he will follow all the evidence, all the leads, and all the suggestions, and I'm sure he will.
Do you have any specific comment about the Kushner conversation and whether or not he should keep his security clearance?
Well, of course not. I mean, this is a rumor at this point, and whether it is something that should be followed up on, I'll trust Bob Mueller's judgment.
Senator Cassidy?
Well, of course, this is all based on a Washington Post report on Friday that Jared Kushner in December sought to establish a back-channel line of communication during a meeting with Russian Ambassador Sergei Kislyak. Boy, Sergei, what is he? Is he into everything here? I mean, he's like he's in charge of all the recipes from Russia that he's got to be talking to everybody. I mean, this guy is like the center of every bit of rumor and innuendo that comes up. I mean, you would think by now that maybe some of these newspapers and authors of these articles would come up with somebody else.
It's almost as if his job is to talk to officials from America, mm-hmm. right? It's yeah. like that's his job.
Yeah, I mean, you know,
he's an ambassador. That's what he's supposed to do.
He's doing his job, and then we got people coming in, and guess what? Oh, yeah, you got to deal with these leaders of other nations, and you've got to set things up. I mean, it's bad enough that we're, 120-some days into this administration, and you've got over 400 key policy positions that haven't been, they don't have Trump's people in them. He's still dealing with Obama people, and they're worried about all these leaks and everything. Thank you very much to the Democratic Party that's doing everything they can to stall this out. But I got to tell you, Mitch McConnell and Paul Ryan have got to get their acts together and say enough of this stuff. We've got to get the president and his people in place because we're losing time here. The people are losing time. I mean, everything that you want to measure Donald Trump on in terms of his ability to govern is being hamstrung here. But, of course, the mainstream media is about to report on that. And here it is, just these natural things that you would do to talk to people. And here we are. We're almost a year down the road, Scott. And, you know, the only crime that has been committed is the very crime that everybody is willing to step over and ignore. And let's go chase windmills and boogeymen here in the form of Sergei Kislyak and Putin and anything that could possibly make this president, our President Donald Trump, look bad. They're taking it to the mat. Interesting that, in talking about that back channel, it says, oh, yeah, by the way, that channel was never set up. So we're having this conversation over something that was never set up. I mean, I guess it's just politics is what they do in Washington, and they do it at the people's expense. I mean, do you understand, ladies and gentlemen, this is our money. This is what we're paying for. We're paying for this kind of silliness that's going on. We're not paying for, legislators. We're not paying for people to go in and govern and do their job. Oh, no, we're paying them to be petty and to, to muddy up the works here in the interest of partisanship, I guess. By the way, we're $20 trillion in debt. And, hey, it would be nice to, do some tax reform. And, what about health care? What about some infrastructure? And What about a border wall that signifies the purposes of America, the values of America?
Can't do it, Bill. Russia.
Yep, I guess. Yeah, we got to chase that boogeyman down. This is Bill Martinez. We're live at 5 minutes after the top of the hour. Stay right where you are. We've got more coming up.
Have you checked your Google search results lately? Search results are usually the first impression that people form of you or your business. So make sure that they create a positive impression with ReputationDefender.com. What the internet says about you can have a big impact on your life and your livelihood, even if it's not true. Fortunately, you can now control how you look online and in online search results with ReputationDefender.com. Call 800-831-0771 now. That's 800-831-0771 for your free reputation analysis. If you have negative material from an ex-employee, upset patient, or former client, newspaper article, legal issue, social media, or other source showing up in your search results, you can combat it with ReputationDefender.com. Our dedicated experts in patented technology can help make your online search results look their best. Call 800-831-0771 to learn more. 800-831-0771. That's 800-831-0771. Or visit ReputationDefender.com.
Getting America back on track. Bill Martinez live.
Yes, that remains our mission. Let's get back on track, ladies and gentlemen, because it works better for all concerned when we're on track. The latest numbers say that we're something like what a 6 out of 10 now is what the number is in terms of people that believe that we're on the wrong track. So I say, well, good observation. Okay, so let's do something about it, and let's how about it? Let's get on the right track. What a novel concept, you know. So hey, let's see what we can do to make that happen. But anyway, so good to have you with us, ladies and gentlemen, as we continue to pursue the truth, no matter where it leads, because it's that important. Because if we're gonna, you know, do something about, if we're gonna do something about getting this country back on track, we need to do it based on the facts, as they say. So as we've been saying here, we're honoring those that have fallen, over a million. Men and women who have given the ultimate price for us to enjoy the freedom that we have today. And I pray that with your time today, with your family, as you enjoy some things, understand that there should be at least a moment or two of some consideration of those that have paid this out. This is what Memorial Day is all about. Some people get confused. They think it's about honoring, you know, all members of the military. Certainly we have another day called Veterans Day. We do so again on 4th of July and, you know, days like that. So that's all fine and well. But Memorial Day specifically to honor those that have paid the price of freedom for our country. And as we've been saying again and again that, you know, for the families of the fallen, it is Memorial Day every day. You imagine what it's like for them, that, whether it's a missed wedding, a prom, you know, it kind of reminds me of the story I was reading the other day where, and I can't remember where the police department was, but there was this gal, a young gal, she was going to her prom, and part of the thing that she always wanted to do is she wanted to have a picture with her dad. So her and her date were going to go to the father's cemetery, to his site, and take pictures there. And the response of the police officers was just absolutely heartwarming. They heard that this was happening, and they all showed up. A couple of policemen on horses, dozens of policemen there, you know, kind of, you know, outlining the perimeter and taking pictures and being there with her to say, hey, look, though your dad's not here, the family of Blue will always be with you. Oh, my gosh. It was such a touching moment, and you know, one of those things that usually Samantha shares with us, but she, you know, it's not Tuesday, you know, but she'll probably share it. We can talk more about that with her tomorrow when she comes on the show to share all the viral videos that have been taking place. And, of course, Bruce Kaufman that we spoke with earlier, you're going to see footage of this later on. A half million vets there in D.C., Thunder Road. It is a time to remind the administration and our country, number one, the importance of our vets, that our vets cannot be ignored for all that they gave. You know, why is this such a problem to get them health care? I mean, that's an absolute priority. You know, get them health care. I don't care if you got to give them a credit card so that they can go somewhere and get it. If the VA can, you know, manage this better, then God bless them. Make it happen. Get rid of all this waste, this inefficiency on behalf of our vets who know about being efficient. Because when they were inefficient out in the field of battle, lives were lost. So they only know about being efficient and effective. And why not that which represents them so dearly, that has their name and their mere title, the Veterans Administration, the VA? Why can't they, you know, just realize that the only acceptable standard is excellence when it comes to our veterans? Let's make it happen. But Thunder Road reminds our politicians, reminds our president in a very loud and distinctive way. When you've got a half million, you know, this isn't a fun ride. This is a ride to make a statement to the leadership of our country, to those at large, we the people, that veterans' lives matter in a big way, and we need to get behind it. And Bruce is out there with all these patriots, which is a real special time, as he shared with us. You imagine people from all over the country coming here to ride for freedom, ride for vets, ride for MIAs and POWs. POWs and who are, supposedly there have been sightings of them in Vietnam and other areas of the world, and we can't seem to bring them home. What is wrong with this picture here? What is going on? So they're bringing that all to bear on the consciousness of our country there with Thunder Road in Washington, D.C. today. With us right now is Matt Nye, the chairman of the Republican Liberty Caucus, innovative entrepreneur and seasoned political activist. Matt Nye, welcome to Bill Martinez Live. How are you?
Thanks so much. Appreciate it. I'm great.
Hey, appreciate you having, you know, having come on here to talk about looking inside Trump's reign. You know, here it is. We've got a little over 100 days, maybe 120 or so, plus or minus. And, boy, everybody's so quick to want to grade this president. Give me a break. I mean, you know, he's still figuring out where the bathroom is. And we want to grade him heavily. And oh, yeah, by the way, as we were talking earlier, Matt, you'd appreciate this, is the Democrats have done everything to slow walk his appointments. He's got, what, some 450-some appointments still yet to be filled that are, oh, yeah, currently occupied by former Obama-ikes. And, you know, and with all these leaks going around, you wonder, okay, is there a possibility? Do we have hundreds of moles in our administration today?
Oh, yeah, no, that's a great point. That was one of the points I wanted to make was, like you said, the unfilled appointments where he's still working with people that are, you know, most assuredly at odds with his agenda. So that's a, you know, that's a fantastic point. But, yeah, I think he's, you know, a victim. This 100-day grading thing started many, many, many years ago, and it's kind of stuck. And I think he's just a victim of that that phenomenon. So,
well, even the things he's accomplished in the first 100 days, Mark. Most spectacularly, remind me of the last president within the first 100 days that nominated and got approved a Supreme Court justice.
Sure. And that's going to be one of his, right, that'll be one of his hallmarks of his presidency. That's going to do good for, you know, probably at least a couple of decades. So
exactly.
That's one of the things I have down is clearly one of his great successes right out of the gate. So.
And what about the deregulating the deregulation of regulation America.
It's like you're reading right off of my list.
Oh, I'm sorry. Okay.
No, it's perfect. We're totally in sync. You're absolutely right. I mean, just for him to come in and put that policy in place where they've got to repeal two regulations, put one in place, absolutely. You know, just those are all very positive things. And I think, you know, what about the approval of the Keystone Pipeline? I mean, that's been languishing for the entire 8 years of Obama's presidency. He comes in, you know, boom, approved, done. So
exactly.
And you really didn't see that. That, to me, was a very understated or underrepresented in the mainstream media. You know, that didn't get a lot of coverage. And, it just seemed like, under the Obama administration, it was just nonstop. Oh, we're blocking it. Look at us. We're protecting the planet.
Exactly. So, well, more from Matt and I on the other side of the break. Stay with us, America. It's 15 after the top of the hour right now.
In these uncertain times, it makes sense to have a sustainable backup method to cook food and boil water. If your current plan includes using a fuel-burning stove or cooking over an open fire, then there's a much better way. The Minuteman Rocket Stove is a biomass-burning cooking stove that only requires small quantities of sticks and twigs for fuel. The Minuteman Stove is easy to use, smokeless, portable, powerful, and sustainable. For the finest in survival cooking stoves and fire starters made right here in the USA, go to MinutemanStove.com. That's MinutemanStove.com.
Hi, John here again. After another month of being on several supplements from Synergistic Nutrition, including Synergy One, the Andreas Black Cumin Seed Oil, and other supplements, I've lost another 10 pounds for a total of 20 pounds. My belt size has been reduced by 1 3/4 inches. My knees don't ache as much anymore, and I'm walking my dogs twice as long as I did a month ago. I sleep very well and have a lot more energy. I noticed that when I cut myself accidentally, that I was bleeding much more profusely and that the blood was bright red. Previously, I didn't bleed much at all. It was dark red in color. So I know this protocol is working to keep my blood healthy. Additionally, I now have the energy to do calisthenics several times a week, in addition to the extra walking. My hunger has been reduced a lot. I take 2 shakes a day, along with each meal.
Call Synergistic Nutrition at 888-988-3325 or visit sacredseedoils.com. That's sacredseedoils.com.
Many books have been written regarding the law of attraction, but what if all these books are missing the most important information we can use when it comes to activating this law in our lives? The new book, It's Time to Align, the most powerful self-help book ever written by Alan Lottinger, takes a look at how the law of attraction really works and how it is being suppressed in our lives. Learn how to overcome this manipulation and how to experience alignment with the creative power of the universe. Get the new book, It's Time to Align, available at Amazon.com.
Lifetime Grazed 100% grass-fed beef has the health benefits you seek. When compared to conventional beef, it offers good fats while virtually eliminating the bad. That's the result of cattle who never eat grain, ever. Rich in antioxidants, including vitamin E, C, beta-carotene, and CLA. No artificial hormones, antibiotics, or other drugs. For all our fresh, non-cooked products with only 100% grass-fed beef, go to MidasResources.com. Use voucher code GCN to get 30% off your order. MidasResources.com or find us on Facebook.
Homeowners have much more to worry about than just making their mortgage payment. One of our biggest expenses can be when unexpected repair bills hit us at home. Can you afford to repair or replace your home heating system? What about when your air conditioning stops working this summer, or worse, a major plumbing problem or large appliance that just stops working? Well, with National Home, you can say goodbye to repair bills. That's right, if you own a home, you could stop paying for these costly repairs. Best of all, call now to get your home protected and 1 month of repair coverage for free. Just call 800-887-3022. Simply call our 24/7 repair hotline and pay nothing for covered repairs. Get total protection for your home's major appliances and systems so you have no more costly repair bills. Just call 800-887-3022 and never pay for repairs again. Get your home protected against costly repair bills right now. Call 800-887-3022. That's 800-887-3022. 800-887-3022.
The answer to being in control of your own healthcare is freedom from insurance. Become part of a group of self-pay patients that come together to share in each other's medical expenses. Individual share amounts begin at $107 a month and $347 for families. Choose from 3 health sharing programs. Holistic treatments may be eligible for sharing. See guidelines. Discount programs available for dental, vision, and pharmacy. Go to libertyoncall.org. That's libertyoncall.org.
Getting America back on track. Bill Martinez live.
Hey, we're back with you, America. Just the way you like me, fresh every day, 9 to noon Eastern, 6 to 9 Pacific. I am Bill Martinez. For more information on the show, go to BillMartinezLive.com. We'd love to hear from you, too, by the way. Emails, just keep sending them, okay? Got some great comments over the weekend. Just shows you're paying attention. Thank you for doing that. Bill at BillMartinezLive.com. Matt Nye is with us. Matt is an innovative entrepreneur and political activist with 25 years of diversified experience in technology, telecommunications, finance, marketing, and communications. Founder and immediate past chair of the Republican Liberty Caucus of Central East Florida. The organizer of the Brevard Tea Parties and national chairman of the Republican Liberty Caucus. Matt, I know that you just finished up a Liberty Caucus convention in Orlando, and what you believe in is very much what we have been sounding the alarm for and the call to action of our listeners to become activated citizens. If ever there was a time that we needed activated citizens, it is now. Isn't that so?
Absolutely. I mean, you saw obviously the rise of the Tea Party there was kind of the precursor to getting Trump elected in the last cycle. I mean, I remember, gosh, it was in July of 2009. The first Tea Party I did in Brevard County was very impromptu, and we did it at one of the large parks in a large outdoor pavilion, and we got 1,200 people. Wow. Just by basically word of mouth and the local talk show host talking about it on one of his shows.
Right.
And then we did another one. It was about 2 months later on the 4th of July at the Space Coast Stadium. And everybody was telling me, oh, the 4th of July, that's a terrible idea. Nobody's going to come. They're going to be, you know, doing their cookouts and all of that. We turned out 4,000 people on the 4th of July on a Saturday at the stadium. It was absolutely incredible. And that, you know, that momentum, it's still there. You know, the Tea Party, I think, in name has somewhat died off. You know, there are still groups that meet in various places, but most of those folks are active within our Republican Liberty Caucus charters, at least in the areas that I'm involved in. So,
and
yeah, it's a really, really great thing.
And what frustrates me a bit, Matt, about the Tea Party, you talk about a stick being put in their spokes. The IRS and Lois Lerner did everything they could.
Sure.
And, you know, you think back upon this. I mean, this is what galls me, because you hear people trying to say, well, we're protecting the vote and citizen activation and all that good stuff. Well, what they mean to say, as long as you agree with us, we're going to protect you. But if you're a conservative or Republican, we're not. And thank you very much, Lois Lerner. I mean, when you think about it historically, and this is something that's been greatly underreported, Matt, is we're probably talking through at least four voter cycles with all the problems that the IRS was creating for, you know, for the groups, the conservative groups like Tea Parties, anything that had conservative in their title, in not allowing them any kind of tax exemption. They did everything to be problematic and to retard the process. And here it is, Lois Lerner gets to leave Dodge with a nice golden parachute. Thank you very much. After what she did, that was about as anti-liberty as you can get.
Sure, and you think about it, like you say, this was a systemic assault by the IRS on those groups, and not just those groups, of course, but many individuals personally were affected. I know I'm friends with Wayne Allen Root.
Yes.
And he actually had, he was able to get copies of his tax return after the IRS, you know, basically the copies on the IRS side, and they had actually made notes on the margins of some of his returns and things about, you know, investigate political affiliations, you know, check out this website. I mean, they were clearly targeting him because of his beliefs. So,
he's neighbors with Harry Reid over there. And so we know what Harry Reid does with tax returns, right? What he did with Mitt Romney. And
sure.
Then laughs about it. I mean, here's a guy, the leader of the Senate, for goodness sakes. Are you kidding me? In the well of the Senate, he lies about a candidate for president, and then afterwards just kind of chuckles, says, well, he didn't get elected anyway. Are you, you know, and we're paying for this guy as he's in retirement? Thank you very much. I mean, to me, that's insulting.
Well, right. That's what I say. These people should definitely be tried and, tried in a criminal court. And like you say, instead, we're paying their pensions for the rest of their life. So it is pretty despicable.
Well, Matt, tell us about the Republican Liberty Caucus, about your convention, what you reaffirmed, and going forward, what you anticipate.
Sure. So we've been around since 1991. We were originally founded as the libertarian wing of the Republican Party by some actual libertarians. And then over the years, and especially during the Tea Party period, we kind of expanded it to include, you know, the traditional constitutional conservatives and things like that. But the key tenets of the organization is limited government, free markets, you know, personal liberty. We're very big on, you know, privacy and things like that. And so this was we're 26 years in existence. We do our conventions every 2 years. And so we just had a really great one here in Orlando. And to give you an idea of some of the speakers, we had Congressman Ted Yoho. He's the 3rd Congressional District Representative here in Florida. And we had Cliff Maloney from the Young Americans for Liberty. He's the president. He gave a really good talk on what they're doing to activate the youth. A lot of very encouraging news there. We had a gentleman named Michael Bolden from the 10th Amendment Center. He's the founder and executive director. If you've never checked out the 10th Amendment Center, I'd encourage you to do that. And then we also had Lauren Spivak. He's a gentleman. He goes by the moniker the Free Market Warrior. Uh-huh. And he does a really neat talk on free market economics, where he's basically, if you're familiar with Dr. Seuss, he's kind of repurposed some of the Dr. Seuss characters and done some really neat things. Yeah, he gives just an amazing talk. And then our last keynote speaker was Tom Woods, the Tom Woods Show. He's an author. He's done, I think, 12 books, and he's got a podcast and everything. So really great speakers. And again, all of, you know, just all revolving around the themes of limited government, trying to hold these people accountable, you know, fiscal conservatism, all the – it's funny. You hear the same – all these people, when they run for office, they campaign on those tenets. And then, of course, once they get in there, it's almost impossible to get them to stick to their guns. And that's really what we as an organization work within the Republican Party. So we try to influence the actual party apparatus in terms of, you know, promoting those ideals. And then we also try to get officials that believe in those principles elected. So that's kind of we have a two-prong approach. Mm-hmm. And like I say, we've been around for 26 years. So I think we're the oldest. We call ourselves the oldest continuously operating libertarian. Oh, yeah. Republican organization. So.
Well, that's excellent. Well, you know, Matt, when you talk about personal liberty, I say you can't have personal liberty without personal responsibility. And, they go hand in glove here. And it's just like, you know, you go ahead and you elect somebody and they say the right things. But the things that I think the key thing here that most Americans are ignorant of is the operation. You know, you talk about systemic issues. There are systemic issues within the government. The bureaucracy operates in a certain way. That's why it's so nervous about Trump right now. And it's not going to be an easy thing for President Trump. And you might think afterwards, I mean, I think about this all the time. This guy's a gazillionaire. Why does he want to go put his head in the fan to go and straighten out these knuckleheads? You know, God bless him for doing that. And I mean, it's not just him, it's his entire family. I mean, they're all in and doing this on behalf of freedom, on behalf of getting this country back on track. And oh, yeah, getting it back where we, the people, are in charge, because that's the way the founders had planned this out. But again, you want the freedom, you got to have the responsibility. Responsibility is you're the boss. But if you're not you're not playing the role of the boss, then, you know, you've got, as they say, you know, the crazy people are running the asylum here because we're not taking charge.
Yeah, no, that Congressman Yoho, that was one of the remarks he made, because I had mentioned in my opening remarks the Obamacare repeal. And he's in his third term now. He upset a I think it was a 24-year incumbent in his race back in 2012. Right. But he basically said, you know, I have come to the conclusion. He said, obviously, the Republicans control all three houses of government now. And the conclusion that I've come to, the reason that this repeal is not what we want it to, it's what the establishment wants.
Exactly.
You know, this is not a Democrat or Republican thing. This is an establishment thing. These tendrils run very deep. And it's going to be very hard to get things changed.
So. Well, great wisdom and great words from the congressman. Matt Nye, thank you so much for being with us. All the best for the Republican Liberty Caucus. Where can they go for more information? We've got 5 seconds.
RLC.org. Just go to RLC.org.
Thanks, Matt.
Hey there. Did you know that with a bachelor's degree, on average, you could make almost twice as much over a lifetime than a person with just a high school diploma? It's true. According to the 2012 U.S. Census Bureau, college grads with a bachelor's degree make almost twice as much as high school grads. Now, going back to school is easier than ever at Independence University. Log on and complete coursework from the park or the beach or even your couch watching the kids. And Independence University gives you the tools, a free tablet and laptop for undergrad students to use and keep when they graduate. That's right. Get a laptop so you can go to college from anywhere. Take the first step to a new career in business, information technology, healthcare, or graphic arts. Call to find the online degree program that's right for you, and you could be on your way to increasing your earning potential.
800-981-9347. 800-981-9347. That's 800-981-9347.
Attention business owners and independent contractors. This is a money-saving message from Tax Mediation Services. If your business owes $20,000 or more in taxes, we can help you today, right now. Listen, dealing with the IRS is no picnic. It's an intimidating and extremely stressful process, and you don't want to go it alone. Our attorneys know every law, every tax break, and every possible opportunity to help you resolve and reduce your tax debt. And if you owe more than $20,000, you may be at the top of their hit list. So don't take your tax debt lightly, because it will not go away on its own. The IRS can seize your bank accounts, your home, and even shut down your business. Call our tax experts today at 1-800-765-9681 and let us deal with the IRS while you focus on your business. That's 1-800-765-9681. Again, that's 800-765-9681.
Hi there, I'm Bob Eubanks. You know, as part of Hollywood for a long time, I've seen my fair share of celebrities get in trouble with the IRS. Well, there's one name I trust, the Tax Defense Group. They're the most trusted name in tax. So if you owe more than $10,000 to the IRS, you really need to call my friends at the Tax Defense Group. Ignoring the IRS is not the solution. They can garnish your paycheck, levy your bank accounts, seize your home or business. But the Tax Defense Group could put a stop to all of that and tailor a program that would reduce your tax debt to pennies on the dollar. You gotta love that. So don't just take my word for it. Call them. Find out for yourself. They offer a 100% satisfaction guarantee. And they're open 24 hours a day because they know that tax debt doesn't sleep either.
Call now for your free and confidential tax analysis from the most trusted name in tax. Call 800-361-6907. 800-361-6907.
Life, liberty, and the pursuit of happiness. What more could you want? Bill Martinez Live. Turn it up.
That's the way we like it, loud and proud. Welcome back, 28 before the top of the hour. I like what Will Rogers said. It's not the things we don't know that gets us into trouble. It's the things we know that just ain't true. Oh, gosh, do we ever need a Will Rogers. Thank you very much for those great lines and insight, Will Rogers and family, today as we remember the fallen that paid the ultimate price, over a million, 1.1, probably about 1.2 million now. If they revise the numbers, but the last time I checked was over 1.1, and some of the most recent numbers have not been brought up to date. But in any case, men and women who have paid the ultimate price for the freedom that we enjoy, and the families that we also owe a debt of gratitude, because it is these families that have get-togethers and chairs are empty. Proms that, you know, the fallen will not see, weddings, grandchildren. It is rather disheartening. And what we can do is honor them today on this special day, Memorial Day 2017 across America. Best-selling author Joe Navarro is with us right now, former FBI special agent, recognized as one of the world's foremost authorities on reading nonverbal communications. He's regularly interviewed on programs such as NBC's Today Show, Fox News, ABC, Good Morning America, CBS Early Show, BBC News, and for numerous mainstream publications. I'm glad we're doing this on radio because he can't see my body language, but I'm sure Joe could probably still read my intonation and say, "You're guilty, buddy. I'm telling you. I don't even say anymore."
Bill,
My eyes are all over you.
I get it. You know, it was interesting because, you know, it is a gift. There's no question to be able to read these nonverbal communications. I know at this one radio station that I was a sales manager for in Los Angeles, you know, I would tell my boss, I'd say, you know, I can tell how people are doing. And he thought maybe I was some kind of psychic or something. I said, well, just look at the way they walk. I mean, you can tell when they have a bounce in their step, if they're, you know, if they got their act together and they're out there doing the right thing, you know, just the way they respond to certain questions, you can pick up on it. My boss thought I was totally nuts.
Oh, hi. Just watch football teams when the game is over, and yeah. you don't need the sound on. You can tell who won and you can tell who lost.
Exactly. So yeah. Nonverbal communications, it's all part of life, and you've made it an art, and you were able to develop it as an FBI special agent. Before we get into your book, though, speaking of the FBI, you know, we got to talk about Comey.
No, sure.
What's your nonverbal communication there?
You know, Comey enjoys actually and has always enjoyed a good reputation. You know, he was a federal prosecutor, and actually that's when I first met him, when he was, I think he was in the Northern District of Virginia, one of the districts there. Always had a good reputation for being a firm guy. I think that a lot of the controversy started with the when he, you know, last year, I think it was in July, when he came out and made that statement with about Hillary Clinton, and properly so, came under a lot of critique from agents in the FBI saying, you know, why are you doing this when this should have best be handled by the Attorney General? Mm-hmm. But, you know, as a former prosecutor, you know, maybe he overstepped, but I mean, a straight shooter, always a good guy, and the troops really loved him. I mean, mm-hmm. they really did. Yeah.
Well, what we don't know, Joe, but we do know his actions. And that is that he did step forward. And, of course, afterwards now they're being critical as if he shoved Loretta Lynch out of the way in order to preempt her. I doubt that. Loretta Lynch took three steps back. She wanted nothing to do with it because she cooked herself on the tarmac in Arizona.
Yeah.
And I think the way I look at it, my perspective, is that he was thrown under the bus. He was asked to take one for the team. I think he went political. I think it was outside of his nature. The way he laid this case out, I mean, you're listening, I'm going, oh my God, they're going to indict her.
Oh, no, let me tell you, Phil, when I listened to that, I thought, okay, this is the predicate for an indictment.
Yes.
You know, and then, you know, to come in and he says, well, you know, you got to, you know, would this lead to an effective prosecution? Well, you know, that's for a jury to decide.
Exactly. He says no reasonable prosecutor would take up this case. Every prosecutor I've spoken to said in a heartbeat. Are you kidding me?
Yeah, I think to truly have been apolitical would have been presented to a grand jury, let the grand jury decide, and that way, you know, the bureau stays out of it, and unfortunately that's not what happened. But I mean, my personal take on the guy, he's always been a straight shooter. You know, do people do as Figueroa LaGuardia said, if this is a mistake, it's a beaut.
Yeah,
this one was a beaut.
Yeah, exactly. Well, and the thing is, you hate to. For me, I look at it, you know, with personnel, you hate to lose assets like that because somebody makes a mistake. And for whatever reason, you know, the influences of the previous administration, which was so manipulative, in my opinion, again, from my perspective, I saw it as being very manipulative and may have caused people to do things that they wouldn't normally do. And I from everything that I hear about Director Comey, it is consistent with what you say. But it's hard in the last couple of years to connect the dots on this to say, wow, That's kind of out of his universe. Where did that come from? I mean, it's kind of like a shank in golf. It's like, you just shanked the ball here. What happened?
Yeah, you're a world-class golfer. What are you doing missing the putt? It was one of the strangest things across the board. You know, the agents email each other, and it's like, can you believe what he did? And But, you know, and I'll tell you, the bigger concern isn't so much that is the continuing threat that I see from Russia. I think Russia under Putin continues to be a threat to the United States in a variety of ways. Right. And to NATO. I just right. It's just one of these things where I think 30 years ago, if the Russians had played around with elections in whatever way, I think we would have recalled our ambassador and said, you know, you guys are going to have to knock this off. Because, you know, one thing is to go after our spies. One thing is to go after our assets and so forth. But when you start meddling in politics, that's when it really gets nasty.
Well, you know, the fact of the matter is our country has done that as well. And, you know, we've meddled in other people's politics, and the last administration was pretty open about it, whether he was, you know, out there politicking in Europe for Brexit, not for it, but against it. And, you know, in what he did in Israel and trying to interfere there. I mean, it doesn't justify it. Doesn't, you know, it is wrong. There's no question about it. But you know, here we are still trying to figure out exactly what they did. Our intelligence community says they didn't affect one vote. Okay.
You're right. Look, it's not about whether they affected the votes. It's whether they tried to create through the release of information. Mm-hmm. I mean, I remember in the 80s, before the wall came down, the disinformation campaigns. I remember the literature they were putting out that was misinformation just to cause you know, mental strife in people, and it's the Russian way. It's, I see no difference between the SVR and the KGB. I mean, they're up to it.
Well, no question whatsoever. And Joe, we really appreciate your perspective. We're going to be back with Joe Navarro. Joe, at 23, he was approached by the FBI. Says, "Look, we want you to be part of the G-Men here." And so he worked for 25 years in counterintelligence and behavioral assessment, one of the founding members of the FBI's elite behavioral analysis program. More from Joe Navarro. We're going to talk about his new book, I promise, after this. It's just about 18 before the top of the hour. This is Bill Martinez. We are live.
Are you married? Do you and your husband both have term life insurance? If you both don't, you should. You have a lot to protect. Call now, get a free quote for your husband, and while you're at it, get a quote for yourself too, because you both need term life insurance. Call now. 800-915-9164. 800-915-9164. 800-915-9164. Rates are at all-time lows. We'll shop over 30 top-rated companies to get you the best possible rates. Term life insurance, it's the perfect way to protect the quality of your family's lifestyle. You and your husband both need term life insurance, so call now for a free quote for the both of you. 800-915-9164. 800-915-9164. 800-915-9164.
Are you looking for senior care for your mom or dad but don't know where to start? Hi, I'm Joan London with The Place for Mom. Nobody knows your parent or loved one better than you, and nobody knows senior living better than the experts at A Place for Mom. They've helped thousands of families find the right place for their mom or dad.
I was so glad that I called A Place for Mom. My advisor really listened and was truly my partner in finding senior care for my dad. She went out of her way to get to know him as a person and was always there whenever I had a question.
The Senior Living Advisors at A Place for Mom partner with thousands of families every month, listening and offering local knowledge and advice to help find the best senior living communities across the country. And it's a free service. Here's the number.
Call A Place for Mom at 1-800-359-3360.
There's a place for answers, A Place for Mom. Call today.
Call A Place for Mom at 1-800-359-3360. That's 1-800-359-3360.
Do you know what's lurking in your water? More than 200 contaminants could be sitting there, just waiting for your glass. With a ProPure water filter, start enjoying clean and great-tasting water today. ProPure filters, independently tested, latest water filter technology. ProPure systems do not require electricity and are easy to set up and easy to use. To find out more, visit your authorized ProPure dealer or ProPureUSA.com. That's ProPureUSA.com.
For P150, P150GA, P150NY, P150OK, P150TN, C250A, C250E, C250Q. Not available in all states. If New York or Colorado, call for a similar offer.
What's the scariest thing about going to the dentist? Opening your mouth or opening your wallet? Because just a simple cleaning can cost $100, and things like root canals can cost you hundreds more. If you don't have dental insurance to help, call Physicians Mutual Insurance Company, 1-800-656-9775. This isn't a discount plan or preventive-only coverage. This is real dental insurance that helps pay for checkups right away. So you can call today and get your teeth cleaned tomorrow. Plus, it helps cover the more expensive procedures you might need down the road. Fillings, crowns, bridges, even costly dentures. There's no deductible and no annual maximum. Your acceptance is guaranteed for one of these insurance policies, even if you're retired. There are no networks, so you can choose any dentist you'd like. Call now for a free information kit with all the details. 1-800-656-9775. That's 1-800-656-9775. 1-800-656-9775.
Be prepared for the next disaster with the Shelter Pod. The Shelter Pod is a large, all-season, heavy-duty, quick-deploy shelter. The Shelter Pod system can be set up in 30 seconds and includes an emergency medical kit, water filter, survival tools, and more. Are you prepared to take care of your family? Do you have everything in one place ready to go? Get it now or enter to win a complete Shelter Pod system at ShelterPod.com. The Shelter Pod at ShelterPod.com. Shelter when you need it most.
The country, on your smartphone, and around the world. You've tuned in to Bill Martinez Live.
Welcome back, America, as we remember our fallen. This is what Memorial Day is all about. It's not veterans at large. It is specifically a day dedicated to remember those and their families who have paid the ultimate price on behalf of the freedoms that we enjoy. This is what Memorial Day is all about, and thank you for joining us in that spirit. 14 minutes before the top of the hour, a best-selling author, Joe Navarro, is with us, a former FBI special agent. And as I was mentioning to Joe, I just so appreciate hearing from him. This is an FBI special agent. Lots of fake news out there about what's going on with James Comey, the FBI, and, to get it directly from his mouth to our ears, I think is really special. And this is what we do here. Joe, I got to tell you, I had one guest going, he asked me, he goes, do they let you talk like that? Ask questions like this. I go, well, this is the beauty of being independent, is that,
absolutely.
I get to pursue the truth no matter where it leads. I don't have an agenda here. It's not a Republican, Democratic, independent thing. I'm about everything that unites us as one country. So I'm grateful for you to tell us the truth, okay?
Well, you're very kind. And if I may, I live in a neighborhood that's just outside MacDill Air Force Base, wow. And there's a lot of special operators in this area. And what they do for our country is truly remarkable. And when they don't come back, the sadness that befalls our community,
yes.
Because they give their all, and it's an honor just to breathe the same air that they breathe.
Exactly, I'm right with you, Joe. Regarding this misinformation that's flying out there. You say that it looks like as far as on a top level perspective, that clearly the Russians are meddling. Their URLs are all over this. We have heard reported that these guys are so good that they can make it seem like it's from another country. And you're saying, yeah, at a low level sort of way, they can kind of fool you. But at the top level of the FBI and CIA and NSA, you can unmask that and find out very quickly who the perpetrators are.
Well, we can unmask it at several levels, but and I can't go into a lot of specifics, but as you know, microwaves travel in a very straight line, and there are ways to pick up signals from very high above and actually pick up the as it's being typed right from the area where it's being typed from. Without going into too many details. So there's that. But listen, over the years, I've talked to a lot of Russian defectors, and they'll tell you they were purposely recruiting academics. They were recruiting politicians. They were recruiting the assistants, you know, the personal assistants that everybody seems to have nowadays. They were the principal targets, the secretaries, anybody that they could influence, their budgets for planting stories and so forth. And, you know, we thought that stopped when the wall came down. But under Putin, you gotta remember, you know, I wrote an article about, Putin. KGB colonel. And, you know, and the KGB, promoted the most psychopathic, amongst them. Anybody that was willing to do harm and live with it, these are the guys that got promoted. That's who's in charge, and he, for whatever the reason, sees the West and especially America as his personal enemy, and continues to assail us in different ways. You know, I wish it were different, but that's the truth of the matter, and you know, and we still get defectors that fill us in on stuff that's going on. And it's just, you know, what I would tell you, Bill, is, like you're doing, is it's every job for each American to do their own due diligence. Where is this information coming from? What is its purpose? When was it released? What is the intention? Does it benefit in any way the Russians? And that is a question that we as Americans have to ask ourselves, and that's our job, as it's always been.
Exactly. And as you say, for Putin, why would America not be a target? I mean, when it comes down to breaking up the Soviet, you know, empire, it was the United States that did that. So,
yeah, and there's always been that you know, you didn't treat us as equals type thing. But you also got to remember, Russia has a lot of interest with Iran, has a lot of interest with Syria, even in Egypt, although less so. They want to be major players, and they want to you know, they want to affect the current history, and the only war they can win is a war by other means, and that other means is through subterfuge, espionage,
propaganda.
And propaganda and influence, and then that is the only war that that they can win, and so they will exercise that. You know, Putin has to stand up to his own electorate. And say, hey, look what I'm doing to make us strong.
Well, Joe, thank you for letting us get into these issues, for people to get it straight from you, you know, with your background in the FBI and your experience. But I do want to give you some time to talk about 3 Minutes to Doomsday, an agent, a traitor, and the worst espionage breach in U.S. history. Tell us about that.
Yeah, so this is a case from the 1980s where we had two U.S. soldiers who were spying, selling out the United States over in Europe. They were arrested. What we didn't know is how many people they had recruited to assist them. One of them was right here in Tampa, Florida. And what began as a witness interview, we thought he was a witness, of a man named Roderick Ramsey turned into a 10-year investigation, and we came to find out that these guys had stolen so many secrets. I mean, they were stealing the same documents that Colin Powell, the theater commander at the time, was reading. Turned these over to the Hungarian intelligence service, which then passed them on to the Russians, compromised our ability to defend ourselves, left Germany in such a bad state security-wise that, as a German prosecutor said, if hostilities had broken out, Germany only had two choices, capitulation or to use nuclear weapons on their own soil. Just imagine that.
Wow, wow. That is incredible. You know, tell us more about this, if you would. Okay, so we know a bit of the background. So what happened here?
So the two spies that were arrested in Germany, they weren't talking. And so the Ramsey, who was here in Tampa, I started to talk to him. And actually, the only reason he stood out as a suspect is his when I asked him, do you know a guy named Clyde Lee Conrad, his cigarette shook in his hand. You know, earlier we were talking about body language. And this really stood out. And so I kept talking and then came back to the subject, and I said, hey, well, what was it like to work in the same area as Clyde Lee Conrad? His cigarette shook again. So I said, you know, there's something suspicious about this. Went to my supervisor and I said, I want to open up an investigation on this guy. And you can't even do this nowadays. And he said, you're going to base an investigation on a taking cigarette. And I said, yeah, I feel that strongly about it.
Right.
And he allowed me, and so that began a series of interviews. And on the fifth interview, he began to tell the story of how Clyde Conrad had recruited him. What we didn't know was the extent of it. And over a year, we interviewed this individual who at times was very reluctant to give us any information because he didn't want other people to be arrested. And we come to find out that they had given away the permissive action links and the nuclear go codes. And this was really bad because as General Otis testified at the trial, he said the defense of the West was completely compromised, and this appears in no other espionage case in the history of the United States. He testified that had war broke out, the defeat of the West would have been assured. That's a quote from the general. That's how bad things were.
And here you have this information, and yet they're doing everything they can to block and thwart your efforts, right?
Oh my God! If you think Washington is headstrong and obfuscating now, I mean they did everything to there were leaks. They were leaking stuff in Washington out of out of justice to make this case go away. They were preventing us from traveling to do interviews. They were keeping us from doing a crime scene investigation in Germany. They were doing everything they can to stop this. And this was something that I was not going to let go. These individuals had sold out their country. They had placed, you got to remember, you know this, Bill, there were 250,000 U.S. soldiers and Marines in Europe at the time.
Exactly, right.
And these guys were selling us out, and I just wasn't going to let go.
Well, Joe, thank you. Appreciate it. We've got to wrap it up and leave it there. We've got to have you back. Joe Navarro, his book, 3 Minutes to Doomsday, on Bill Martinez Live.
Hello, I'm Mike Lindell, the inventor of MyPillow. And like all of you out there, I had problems sleeping. Pillows would go flat. I would flip-flop all night long. I would wake up with a sore neck, maybe a headache, or feel like I needed a nap even though I slept 8 hours. When I invented MyPillow, I wanted it to where you could move the patented fill to give you the exact support. support you need as an individual, regardless of sleep position. My Pillow will get you into that deep REM sleep faster, and you will stay there longer. It's not about how much time we spend in bed. It's about how much of that quality sleep we get. I do all of my own manufacturing right here in the United States. I have a 10-year warranty. You can wash and dry my pillow, and I give you a 60-day money-back guarantee, so you have nothing to lose. And here's my best offer ever. You can buy one of my pillows and get one absolutely free.
Go to MyPillow.com or call 800-870-0305 and use promo code GCN. That's MyPillow.com or 800-870-0305 with promo code GCN.